And now, Stein Online presents Mark Stein on the Town.
Ready to get your kicks? Bobby Troup was born in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on October the 18th, 1918, and you may never have heard his name. But no matter what kind of music you dig, you know at least one of his songs.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
You don't care for Nat King Cole? How about Chuck Berry?
Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Don't care for Chuck Berry? Maybe you prefer the Rolling Stones. Don't care for the Stones? Maybe you prefer Depeche Mode. Well, okay, that's a bit of a long shot, but you get my point.
I don't know. Of course, no one ever expected it would be the hit it's become. In fact, I don't know of any song like Route 66 that has bridged the gap between jazz, pop, rock, and country music. All areas. It just goes on and on. I wonder if I'm really fortunate. And I certainly didn't realize I was writing about a legend when I came out here. I just want to tell a story of a trip to California.
That's Bobby Troup, the man who wrote the words and music of Route 66. And he's right, it's the great American road song, no matter whether you're on the road with jazzers, rockers, or even 1980s new wave electronica boys from Basildon, Essex, in the United Kingdom, through which Route 66 does not run. Which may be why the lyric gets passed around from rock band to rock band like Chinese whispers. It's not down through Missouri, it's Joplin, Missouri, a very specific town. And that's a timely tip, not a kindly tip. So here's the way you learn Route 66 accurately, from the man who composed the music and always enunciated his lyrics.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Singer, pianist, composer, lyricist, actor, and gazetteer of Route 66, Bobby Troup. He grew up a long way from Route 66 in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which is on Route 22. And he went to the University of Pennsylvania, which is a stone's throw from Route 13. And as Donald Trump would do a few years later, Bobby Troup graduated in economics at the Wharton School. But unlike the president, he also partook of the theatricals and got a big pop hit out of a song he wrote for the all-male varsity show.
I was at the University of Pennsylvania, and I'd written the song Daddy for a Mask and Wig Show. And it was popular locally, probably one of the biggest songs of 1941. On the hit parade for 17 consecutive weeks, number one for 7 weeks.
The big hit on that Billboard number one, June 1941, was by Sammy Kaye's band with that campy choir of his. But I find that record almost unlistenable. So that's Helen Ward's near contemporaneous recording with Harry James's orchestra. For a few years, every big band canary sang it. Here's Dinah Shore on TV, the best part of two decades later, with the vocal interruptions by Frank Sinatra.
Hey, Daddy.
Daddy, what?
I want a diamond ring, and I want bracelets and everything, Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to get the best for me.
I'm busted, baby, busted. Tapped out.
Now listen, Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I want a brand new car, and I want some champagne, and I want caviar.
You're not well.
Daddy, never mind, you got to get the best for me.
So I got my first royalty check. It was more money I'd ever seen. I bought the Buick convertible. Buick was a very prestigious car. Not that it isn't now, but it was Cadillac, LaSalle, and Buick. So I bought this convertible car, and I had Daddy put on the very unostentatiously, very, very subtle. And then I bought my mother a Buick. I bought everybody Buicks. So I went to New York, and probably on the strength again of Daddy, I managed to get an interview with Tommy Dorsey to work as a songwriter on his staff. And I auditioned in front of Cy Oliver, Harry James, Cab Calloway, and Tommy Dorsey. And I was so frightened I didn't know what to do. But I got the job.
Bobby Troup got a hit out of his Tommy Dorsey apprenticeship. Like Daddy, it's not really congenial to our censorious age. She's a snooty little cutie. She's a pert little skirt.
She's a snooty little cutie. She's a pert little skirt. She's a knockout and a beauty and a flirt. Such a dapper little flapper. She's just as cute as a trick.
She's a kissy little missy, a vain little Jane.
She's slick, doot, doot, doo, roo, doo. She's a classy little lassie, a keen little queen. And although sometimes she's sassy and mean, just a fiend for romance is she, squirrely little girly see. She's a knockout, a beauty, snooty little cutie, snooty little cutie she.
You're a knockout and a beauty, you're a joy.
You're a ready little steady, you've swept this girl off her knees.
You're a kissy little missy, you're a vain little Jane, but you're sweet.
You're a handy little dandy,
you're a keen little queen. Never mean. I'm a fiend for romance with you.
Mellow little fellow, you're fine.
You're a knockout and a beauty.
And a snooty little cutie.
Snooty little cutie mine.
The Dorsey Band, the Pied Pipers, Connie Haynes, with a bit of an assist from in-house boy vocalist Frank Sinatra. The sound of a pop record in 1942. And the only studio recording of a Bobby Troup song Sinatra would ever make.
Yes, she's a classy little lassie, a keen little queen. And though sometimes she's sassy, she's never mean.
I'm a fool for romance, it's true. Moonlight and kisses and you.
That's for me.
She's a beauty, that snooty little cutie, snooty little cutie she.
I enlisted the Marine Corps in 1941. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I ever did that. So anyway, I enlisted the Marine Corps.
Okay.
But anyway, I got back after almost 5 years in the Marine Corps. I was in Saipan. So I got out of the Marine Corps, came home, and broke my mother's heart. I said, Mother, I said, I got to find out if Daddy was just a happy circumstance, a lucky circumstance, or if I have any talent in writing, because that's what I want to do. I want to write. And she said, Bobby, you have to stay here at the store, and the whole thing's all prepared for you to be at this. I said, Mother, I got to. And I said, so what I'm going to do, there are two places where you can go as a professional songwriter, either New York or the West Coast. And I said, I've really never been to the West Coast except on my way overseas, the Marine Corps. And I said, I'm going to go to Los Angeles, and I'm going to give myself 2 years. And if nothing happens, then I'm going to come back home, but I'm going to go out there. So she cried when I took off in my Buick.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you can't do this, Bobby. And I came to Los Angeles. And 6 days after I got here, I met my favorite pianist, my favorite vocalist of all time, Nat King Cole. He was working at the Trocadero restaurant.
On Sunset Strip?
On the Sunset Strip. There were the Trocadero, the Wacombo, and Ciro's.
Ciro's.
It was the three big, and we went to see Nat. He had his own room called the King Cole Room in the Trocadero.
Right.
And he was there, and I was just thrilled listening to him play, and Oscar Moore and Johnny Miller. And he went to, I believe he went to Nat's manager, Carlos Gastel and said, would you mind, you think Matt would stay a few minutes after the last set and listen to some song from this kid from Pennsylvania? And I guess because of Daddy, because I'd written that, I guess, reluctantly, really reluctantly, Matt said, okay. And I sat on the piano. It was really funny, this story, because I'm so nervous. This guy is so good. And I'm so insecure. But I got up on the bench, he had a riser, a little riser. I got up on the bench, pulled the piano bench back a little bit, and it went over the side, and I fell over backwards. I thought, oh, guys, good induction.
No, not too nervous.
So I played him Baby, Baby All the Time, which is a song I'd written before I went overseas to the Marine Corps. And he just loved it because, as I say, no human being in the world says baby like Nat King Cole.
Once I had a gal, as sweet as she could be. Once I had a gal, and she was right for me. Kind of sandy hair, eyes so soft and blue, that you couldn't help but care. When she looked at you, she called me baby, baby. All the time. She said, baby, can't you see? Baby, understand. Baby, you're for me. Won't you take my hand? But I pushed her away. Wouldn't let her near. Pushed her far away. Now I'm wishing I could hear her call me baby, baby, all the time.
The great musicologist Alec Wilder used to deny that this was a song at all. Musically, it's basically just the same couple of bars over and over and over, and it ought to be totally monotonous, as Wilder pointed out, except that, as Bobby Troup appreciated, no one says baby like Nat King Cole.
It's so lonely through the day, lonely through the night, lonely, lonely hours without that gal I held so tight. Lord, I pray that you will listen to my plea, keep her close to you, so she'll come back to me and call me baby, baby, all the time.
And every other song I played after that, he said, oh, that baby song, like that baby song. And so I thought to myself, how often would you ever get an opportunity like this, Bobby, to play for Nat King Cole? You got to think of something, something. And I said, well, Nat, I often write songs in the car, and I wrote a song about my trip in the car, but half the song. I hadn't finished it, but I wrote half the song. I thought maybe you might like that. And I sang, I said, I never even played in the piano. So I played If You Ever Planned a Motor Western, and he loved it. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, he got up in the piano with me and played it.
So the two of you are on this empty stage.
Yeah, yeah.
In the truck.
Yeah.
And you're presenting new material that you'd never even played on the piano.
Right. So he said, Bobby, he said, get me Baby, Baby All the Time, finish Route 66, and send them to me, and I'll record them both. So I was so naive at that point. The next day I went out and I bought a house on the street. So, of course, I didn't have a piano. So Bullets took me down to CBS on Sunset Boulevard, and I'd go in the studios, CBS. I go from one studio to another as the musicians would come in to do a show. And then I have to go to another with a roadmap. Mm-hmm. And I finish the song. I sent it to Nat, along with Baby Baby All the Time. And he recorded it March the 16th, 1946.
You know, partly life imitates art.
Yeah.
And the road became famous partly out of that. Yeah. It's arguably now the most famous road in the world, but had not this probably best-loved road song in the world not been written, I seriously doubt if that would have happened.
Yeah, many people have told me they used it as a road map.
That's right.
Just follow the cities.
We did. Now, in retrospect, do you really sense what a great song that is?
Well, I'll say
Or does it still surprise you?
I say this, I'm delighted I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell a musical story about a trip west. And so I just included all the cities, trying to make them singable. You go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City, looks mighty pretty. See, Amarillo. I had no idea that it become what it's become.
One of the things I wanted you to know, Bobby, is because I've been involved in the renaissance of Old Route 66 from the beginning, I can tell you that Get Your Kicks has been a central theme for the preservation groups all over the country. And I probably get two or three requests a day from road fans around the world who want to know where they can get a recording of Get Your Kicks on Route 66. And I always ask them, do you have Bobby Troop's own version?
That's Bobby Troop talking to the Route 66 Association and its founder, the late-night TV host, whom I miss on our screens to this day, Tom Snyder. And round about the time Tom Snyder was following Johnny Carson on late-night telly, Randy Bachman was having big rock hits with Bachman Turner Overdrive. And a generation later, when Tom Snyder was following David Letterman on late-night telly, Randy's son, Tal Bachman, was having big pop hits. So on the inaugural Mark Stein Club Cruise, I asked Tal if he'd like to take a crack at Route 66 on the piano. And I began by noting that in a classic act of tone-deaf bureaucratic vandalism, the actual Route 66 was decommissioned and booted out of the federal highway system in 1985. Since when, as I said to Tal, in American English, the very word route seems to have been decommissioned. One of the things I regret about evolving language is that people now say route instead of route. Do you say route, Tal?
I usually say route.
Okay, because you are not to do the route vowel sound will absolutely wreck this song. It's got to be the oo. It's got to be the long double O. And you all know this song. Tal is going to do something to mark the centenary of Bobby Troop. He is going to do something we don't often hear. He's going to start off with the verse to this song. Tal Bachman, words and music by Bobby Troop. Get Your Kicks on Route 66.
Okay. Here we go.
Mister, you may have traveled near or far.
This is fun, isn't it? Thanks for coming.
But you haven't seen the country till you've seen the country by car. Mister, may I recommend a royal route? Starts in Illinois. Let me tell you, boy, if you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City is mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. So why don't you get hip to this time of tip? When you take that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Springfield, Illinois, Springfield, Missouri, too. Seven states, count 'em, seven spread out in front of you. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Albuquerque and Tucumcari make New Mexico extraordinary. You wanna own a piece of Arizona, and Needles, Essex, Amboy, Azusa, no one in sunny Cal is a loser. So won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. If any Joe tells you to go some other way, say nix. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
66. Tal Bachman, ladies and gentlemen, get your kicks on Route 60, on Route 66.
Hey, let's revisit Route 66, but making all the stops.
I know a chef in Albuquerque who excels in bacon turkey. So when I want turkey, I go to Albuquerque. I'm such a hungry man. There is a cook in East St. Louis who makes the most delicious chop suey. So when I crave chop suey, I go to East St. Louis. I'm such a hungry man. Duncan Hines, he ain't got nothing on me. I've been known to drive alone to Butte, Montana, to get a banana split. They got a fish house in Pawtucket that serves you steamed clams in a bucket. So for clams in a bucket, I go to Old Pawtucket. I'm such a hungry man. Shish kebab, shish kebab, one of my favorite snacks.
Butte, Montana, Pawtucket. Somebody took a wrong turn, as Bugs Bunny was wont to say, at Albuquerque. Let's stay off the beaten track.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay with all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home.
If you're dreaming about the moonlight on the Wabash, you're not on Route 66. But aside from writing his own songs, Bobby Troup was a performer who loved to sing the songs of others.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the park. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
He's really more of a song stylist than a singer, but he could certainly put it over.
Tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Here's Bobby Troup rewriting Rodgers and Hart for the Hepcat generation.
If we were in Brooklyn, they'd say as they gaped, this chick has gams that are perfectly shaped to the pseudo-sincere in faraway Hollywood. You'd be a living doll if you were not so good. The bop musicians, they'd say you're so cool. Their phrases are phrases you don't learn in school. But we better not part from Rodgers and Hart too far. Thou swell, thou witty, yeah, and you're so pretty. Thou swell, thou witty, thou art.
And here he is taking the blood, sweat and tears out of 60s psychedelia.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, turning round, talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. Got no money, I got no home. Spinning wheel, all alone. Talking about your troubles, it's a never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Do you mind a directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Do you mind a reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are real.
Okay, that's enough of that. From painted ponies to henna hair.
Tangerine, she is all they claim. With her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame. Tangerine, when she dances by, senoritas stare and caballeros sigh.
But not like they do with this lady.
Have you met Miss Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. Then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be free. Then all at once I lost my breath. All at once was scared to death. All at once I owned the earth and sky. Now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll go on meeting till we die. Miss Jones and I.
Have you met Miss London? Bobby Troup met an out-of-work actress and struggling singer called Julie London, and they fell in love. She didn't have a big voice, but that was the point. She called it a thimbleful of a voice, but conceded it was over-smoked. And when you put it up close to a microphone, it was about the most intimate thing you'd ever heard. Julie had been at high school with a fella called Arthur Hamilton, and he had a song she liked to sing. So Bobby Troup got her a contract with Liberty Records, and the singer, songwriter, pianist turned record producer.
Now you say you're lonely, you cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you.
Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Leatherwood on bass, Julie London with that thimbleful of a voice, and a rhyme by Arthur Hamilton that's almost worthy of Bobby Troup. Told me love was too plebeian, told me you were through with me, and now you say you're... that's a great rhyme. That record was made in 1955 and is anything but plebeian. And love is anything but plebeian when you're dating Julie London. She and Troop were a cool couple, and the sound of smoky jazz and late-night clubs in the America of the mid-50s.
Here is a word to the wise. The top dietitians in town insist the best source of vitamin C there can be is a lemon twist. Even the skeptic replies that here's a suggestion you can't resist. A cool drink with ice is improved with some slices of lemon twist. It isn't merely circumstantial evidence that the lemon is a highly healthful citrus fruit. The most respected scientists agree with the physiologist that here's one fact you can't dispute. Why don't you open your eyes? Your psychosomatic ills won't persist. If quick like a rabbit, you latch to the habit of lemon twist. If quick like a rabbit, you latch to the habit of lemon twist. If quick like a rabbit, you latch to the habit of lemon twist.
That's a groovy yet beneficial beverage. Hey, you want Bobby Troup to come round and read fairy tales to your kids? He can do that too.
Once upon a time in a neat little cottage there were three bears. One was a daddy bear and one was a mommy bear and one was a wee bear. While they were out walking through the deep woods, stalk came a little girl with blonde hair. Her name was Goldilocks, and upon the door she knocked, but no one was there. So she walked right in, had a soft time, cause she didn't care. But soon she got sleepy, went to bed upstairs, went home. Home came three bears. Someone's been tasting my porridge, said the mommy bear. Someone's been mouthing my pablum, said the mommy bear. Bear Bob Rebess, said the little wee bear. Someone has broken my chair. Someone's been sleeping in my bed, said the daddy bear. Someone's been sleeping in my bed, said the mommy bear. Bear Bob Rebess, said the little wee bear. Here's the girl who's broken my chair.
And like Goldilocks vis-a-vis the Three Bears, Bobby Troup was finding it harder to get it just right. He was too cool when mid-50s rock and roll was getting way hot. And he and Julie London got signed to a movie project for Jane Mansfield. Nobody who conceived this picture was a rock and roll fan. It was supposed to be a send-up, a satire. But it was full of cameos by real-life rock and rollers, Little Richard, Eddie Cochran, Gene Vincent, and the juvenile delinquents and the other rock and roll degenerates took the picture for real, and it became a hugely influential artifact in cementing rock and roll, not just in mainstream American pop culture, but in Britain and all over the world, which was a bit of an unintended consequence for Bobby Troup, who'd been signed to write the music. Here's his title song, which he didn't particularly intend as a rock and roller, but then they gave it to Little Richard. The girl can't help it.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it. She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she walks by, the men folks get in row.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she winks an eye, the brass lights turn to toes.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she got a lot of what they call the mold.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she's got a figure made to squeeze.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
I want you kindly be aware, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it.
And so a nightclub jazzer wound up writing a rock and roll standard. Here's Led Zeppelin singing Bobby Troup. Girl Can't Help It in the hands of Led Zeppelin. Half a century after Bobby Troup wrote that throwaway movie song, here's Fergie in the Billboard Top 5.
You know, this ain't the first time this has happened to me, this lovesick thing. I like serious relationships, and a girl like me don't stay single for long. Cause every time a boyfriend and I break up, my world is crushed and I'm all alone. The love bug crawls right back up and bites me, and I'm back.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Yeah.
And if the girl can't help it, can the boy be far behind?
If he walks by and the women get engrossed, if he winks an eye and the bread slice turns to toast, if he's got that lot of what they call the most, though the boy
that's Bonnie Raitt doing a little misgendering, as we say now, on The Girl Can't Help It. Here's another Bobby Troup movie song. Not as big a hit, nowhere near as big a hit, but one I love and I know he did too. And when Cheryl Benteen appeared on The Mark Steyn Show a while back, I asked Cheryl if she'd like to sing it. Cheryl is a 12-time Grammy winner, but once you're into double figures, who's counting? And as it happens, this is one of the Grammy winners.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route
Cheryl and her comrades in America's peerless vocal group, the Manhattan Transfer, getting their Grammy-winning kicks. But when she swung by the Mark Stein show, I wanted to hear Cheryl do another quite different Bobby Troup song, a searing, intense ballad that turned up in a forgotten film the same year as The Girl Can't Help It, a film called The Great Man, which wasn't that great. Bobby Troup was a composer and lyricist, but sometimes he liked to write words to other fellows' tunes, and sometimes he liked to write tunes to other fellows' words, or in this case, a lady called Leah Worth. I'm especially fond of the lines, "And blues were only torch songs, fashioned for impulsive ingenues." So it's great to be able to welcome back to the show one of my favourite impulsive ingenues from Manhattan Transfer, America's premier vocal group, Cheryl Benteen. And you like Bobby Troup too, don't you?
Very much. Yeah. I love him. You know, his clever, his sense of humour, and then on top of it, his brilliance as a songwriter and lyricist. Brilliant.
Yeah, and this isn't the first Bobby Troup song you've sung.
No. I did sing Route 66 with my group.
Yeah, and 57,000 other people have sung Get Your Kicks on Route 66.
True.
But Cheryl and Manhattan Transfer are the ones who won the Grammy Award for it. So this is an award-winning, you know, don't go down Route 66. If you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, you don't want to be going down there with a non-Grammy Award-winning Route 66.
Absolutely not.
The radio,
yeah, we'll get you there in one piece and safely if you play our record.
This is a completely different kind of song. Mm-hmm. It's super intense, and you're going to do it with Eric Harding at the piano. We're looking forward to this. Cheryl Benteen, you will know by the end of this song the meaning of the blues.
Woo. Thank you.
Blue is just the color of the sea. Till my lover left me. Just a bluebird in a tree. Till he said, "Forget me." Blue always made me think of summer, cloudless summer sky, so fresh. The blue I see is more like winter, winter skies with clouds about to storm. Blue was just the color of his eyes, till he said, "Goodbye, love." Just a ribbon for first prize, till he said, "Don't cry, love." And blues were only torch songs, fashioned for impulsive ingenues. Oh, now I know. Thank you.
don't cry, love. Oh, when blues were only torch songs, fashioned for impulsive ingenues. Now I know too well. I know too well. I know the meaning of the blues.
The meaning of the blues.
I hope that set it straight.
It did. It did. Fashioned for impulsive ingenues. That
my is my favorite line too.
That is a great.
How many songs have ingenue in the lyric? Right, impulsive.
Impulsive ingenues. Wow. Yeah, wow. I know. And it's like small. It's like the smallest thing that makes a song unique. It's a super intense song to listen to, isn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty sad, but it's got some hope. Blues were only torch songs.
Yeah.
You know, it's beautiful. It's one of those perfect songs.
The great Cheryl Benteen singing a Bobby Troup Leo Worth song live on The Mark Steyn Show with our old pal Eric Harding in splendid form at the piano. Tell you what, here's a year in the life of Bobby Troup. February.
February brings the rain, breaks the winter's icy chain. That's a song I learned so long ago. Little did I dream one day those words I heard that yesterday would ever strike so very close to home. Champagne to toast the brand new year, so certain that the world was yours and mine. But January's gone and February's here, and here I am without a Valentine. Twenty-eight long days remain. Gone, my love, the gay champagne. February.
If February brings the rain, can spring be far behind?
There's a story told gentle boy, and the girl who wore his ring through the wintry snow. The world they knew was warm, for their hearts were full of spring. As the days grew old and the nights passed into time, and the weeks and years took wing, gentle boy, tender girl, their love remains still young, for their hearts were full of spring.
That's such a lovely song, and such a marvelous vocal arrangement by the Four Freshmen. And as a result of that vocal arrangement, the Beach Boys fell in love with that Bobby Troop number and kept it in the act for decades.
Then one day they died, and their graves were side by side.
The Beach Boys, but as the seasons turn, a heart once full of spring wakes up brimming with autumn. Julie London.
I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man, and that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I plan to love him all I can.
The Seasons of Bobby Troup. Did he ever write a Christmas song? Why, yes, he did. And my pal Jessica Martin and I dusted it off for our Christmas album a couple of years back.
If I knew you'd be mine for always.
And at that point, we go into a song that is more or less the same sentiment as Bobby Troup's I'd Like You for Christmas, but with the formulation inverted, and apparently inverting it makes it far more lucrative. All I want for Christmas is you. The trouble with I'd Like You for Christmas is that there isn't quite enough of that Bobby Troup number. It's like a rough draft of a Christmas song that he never quite fleshed out. But as I said, it works dandily as a verse to the Mariah Carey number, and I bring it back at the end of our record for a little bit of contrapuntal fun with Jessica.
I'd like you for Christmas.
I don't wanna love
make my
Christmas.
Wish come true.
I won't even wish
I'd
for
trim
snow.
Trees and deck
I'm
the
just
hallways.
Gonna keep
if I knew you'd be mine for always,
thou
would be blue for Christmas if old Saint Nick comes through.
So
and he remembers I'd like you for Christmas.
What more can I do?
That's not my favorite Bobby Troup song. This is. And while we're celebrating Bobby Troup with live performances by Cheryl Benteen and Tal Bachman, I thought I'd reserve one for myself. I've loved this ballad since the first time I heard it. So I asked our musical director, Kevin Amos, if he'd work up an arrangement for me, and I'll give it a go. Nick Moss has fortunately brought in his instrument case, and he'll play us in. Nick.
Who had the girl turning handsprings? Crazy to love him, blamed he. Who could so misunderstand things? You're looking at me. Who was so sure of his conquest? Sure as a human could be. Who wound up losing the contest? You're looking at me. You're looking at me. Where is the boy who was certain his charm couldn't fail? Where is the boy who believed every word of this ridiculous tale? Who had his ego so blown up? Things just the way they should be. Who was the chump who got shown up? That's right, you're looking at me.
song from Me to You, with Nick Moss doing his super cool saxophone thing, and Pete Callard with his groovy guitar, and the rest of the band arranged and conducted by Kevin Amos. Words and music by Bobby Troup, and my favorite Bobby Troup song from that opening line, Who Had the Girl Turning Handsprings? What other ballad of lost love has the word handsprings in it? I tell you what, this isn't Mark Stein Sings Bobby Troup, but I'll throw in a couple more bars. On my cat album, Feline Groovy, don't ask me why, but we decided to do Rossini's Cat Duet in 1960s lounge style. So the second movement was a jazz waltz, and the third movement was a wild samba. But the first movement included a tip of the hat to Neil Hefti and Bobby Troup.
Me.
Well, that fragment of melody is not by Rossini, but by the great Neil Hefti. He wrote the Batman theme and The Odd Couple. And that single word, meow, is actually from Bobby Troup's lyric to that Neil Hefti tune, as you'll hear if you pay close attention.
They like to chat about the dresses they will wear tonight. They chew the fat about their tresses and the neighbors fight. Inconsequential things that men don't really care to know become essential things that women find so apropos. But that's a dame, they're all the same. It's just a game, they call it girl talk. Girl talk. They all meow about the ups and downs of all their friends. The who, the how, the why, they dish the dirt, it never ends. The weaker sex, the speaker sex, we mortal males behold. But though we joke, we wouldn't trade you for a ton of gold. So baby, stay and gab away, but hear me say that after girl talk, talk to me. The ups and downs of all their friends. The who, the how, the why, they dish the dirt, it never ends. The weaker sex, the speaker sex, we mortal males behold. But though we joke, we wouldn't trade you for a ton of gold. It's all been planned, so take my hand, please understand. The sweetest girl talk, talk to me.
They all meow about the ups and downs of all their friends. Music by Neil Hefti, lyric by Bobby Troup, written for the movie Harlow in 1965 and sung there by Buddy Greco. My dad had that single when I was a kid. And late at night when I had friends round and we'd exhausted all the Bob Dylan albums and Dark Side of the Moon, I used to get that out, and we all thought it was fantastic, which it is. They like to chat about the dresses they will wear tonight. They chew the fat about their tresses, their hair, and the neighbors fight. That places it perfectly in a suburban cul-de-sac somewhere in John Updike land. Buddy Greco used to joke that when he sang it in later years, there were always a few women who'd walk out. But he kept on singing it because it's too good a song to lose. And I'm glad to see, after falling out of favor at the end of the 20th century, it's coming back. Here's a recent recording by Kate McGarry. She claims to be deconstructing the song, but I don't buy that. I think she just likes it because it's great.
We like to chat about the dresses that we'll wear tonight. We chew the fat about our hair and how our neighbors fight. Inconsequential things you men don't really care to know become essential things we women find so apropos. I'm a dame, we're all the same. Who's to blame? We call it girl talk, girl.
And apparently, notwithstanding what I believe Michael Feinstein called its male chauvinist lyric, that is actually, according to Bobby Troup, the most performed and recorded of his songs. More recordings of that even than Route 66, apparently. The music business changed, the nightclubs closed, Bobby Troup and Julie London found steady work in a long-running TV show of the 70s called Emergency, produced by Julie's ex-husband, Jack Webb, of Dragnet. Bobby Troup played emergency room doctor Joe Early, and Julie London played his nurse Dixie. And she sang less, and he wrote less, and after the series ended, they slipped away into semi-retirement. I don't know whether in real life he could perform an emergency appendectomy, but in terms of appreciating the value of a name and a route, Bobby Troup had a better understanding of the map of the United States than the Federal Department of Transportation.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Hey, get your kicks on Route 66. Thank you. St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City. Looks mighty pretty, you will see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingdom, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get here to this timely tip? When you make, make that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Bobby Troup, born Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 1918, died Los Angeles, California, 1999, at the end of Route 66, whereon you get your kicks. 66, everybody's favorite Bobby Troup number. See you next time.
Mark Stein on the Town is a production of Mark Stein Enterprises and Oak Hill Media. All rights reserved.